Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. He is the editor, translator, and producer of the film Hitler's War, What the Historians Neglect to Mention. Please visit his website. It's a wealth of information, justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Okay, you were going to talk about the bombing operations.
Yeah, right. And this is a short segment again, so I don't know how far we're going to get with this, but being in the second hour already, we're later than I thought we would be at this point. So I would say let's hold off on calls for the time being. Hopefully we can get some maybe in the latter half hour. But I do have a lot of information here, and I do want to share this so people really can maybe grasp this. And it's important to preface this by saying, you know, people have to realize this was not just a war to stop Adolf Hitler. Even if everything you believe about him were true, this was not about stopping Adolf Hitler. Okay? He offered to resign if that would be, you know, would end the war, if the Britons would agree to peace terms, you know, like all of these things. They would have none of it. Okay? And what was done, to Germany in compared to, you know, the bombing in England, you know, there is just no comparison. The amount, you know, what happened to England was nothing, absolutely nothing compared to what the Allies did to Germany. Hitler and his government did not even, you know, have any plans. He did not have long-range bombers and all of these things that the Brits had, which they were, you know, they had well in advance of World War II. You know, they foresaw this coming. They were planning for it and preparing for it. Hitler was not. You know, people have to really get that. And with regard to the destruction that rained down on Germany, you must understand, this was the direct targeting of the civilian population. This was not a case of friendly fire, collateral damage. We were going after, just the factories. You know, we just had to get rid of that, you know, industrial line. Sorry, we killed a few people along the way. No. This was a direct assault on the German people that in itself was a war crime, even then. Okay, that was not permitted. It had never been done before in history. This is not how war is waged. Hitler, in contrast to his counterparts, was a gentleman and had honor and did not fight war in this way and couldn't even imagine anybody fighting a war in the way that the British and the Allies did against Germany. Okay, so people have to really, really grasp that point. There is an article here I could read, but I think it's going to be a bit too long here, so I'm going to skip over that one. When we come back, and then we're going to be up against the break here pretty soon. I'm going to discuss what happened in, and I've chosen these three cities for a reason. There's, you know, 1,000 different cities I could have chose from to talk about, but I lived in Hanover for 10 years. That's where my family comes from. And there's the city of Hanover, the city of Hameln, or Hameln, and you would know it from the story of the Pied Piper, and another town called Hildesheim, very close together in north central Germany. And so I'm going to be wanting to share what happened to those three towns just so you get an idea of what really happened. Okay?
All right. We are going to a break, and we will be right back, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. Somebody said something in the chat room. He said, "I'm so sorry. The Allied bombers followed orders. Sorry, Germany. Sorry, Dresden. I feel so heartbroken the more and more I learn. There was, and then this is my sentiments. There was a time that I actually believed the things I heard about the Jews. And I, you know, I was very sorrowful, felt very bad for them. And now I feel heartbroken over what the Jews are doing to everybody on the planet."
Right, and we kind of just alluded to this in the previous show, and I know you've covered it in more in depth on previous shows, but people do need to research the Morgenthau Plan, the Houghton Plan, and the Kaufman Plan, and understand that if there was ever any plan, any policy of extermination in World War II, then that plan was against my people, the Germans. Okay, and this was not only carried out by air, not only by ground troops, and it does not only take place during the war, it happened after the war. It continued after, long after the war, and it continues today. Germany, as I mentioned, is not a sovereign nation. The people of Germany do not run their own country, and they're still, you know, very much being culturally genocided.
Okay, so people have to understand that. All right, so I want to get down to the hard stuff here, and this is hard stuff for me, and I will do my best to get through this, but people need to understand. The city of Hanover is in north central Germany. I spent 10 years there. City today of about 500,000 people. At the beginning of the war, or from the time of the beginning of World War II, there were 428 raids on Old Hanover. It did have some industry there, an industrial area, a town that size, so it's not not uncommon. In October of 1943, the British dropped 3,000 high explosive bombs, 28,000 phosphorus bombs, and 230,000 staff incendiary bombs, destroying 4,000 houses and killing 1,245 humans in one night. Witnesses report later that when the scorching fire wind blew through, people frantically fled on pavement, which was actually on fire. Camp used bombs from three of the attacking airplanes still released their deadly charges for up to 144 hours after the attack. 10 days later, another 23,051 tons of bombs fell on Hanover and left 6.3 million cubic meters of rubble. The Ebsdorfer map of the world was the largest and most rich, contents-rich map of the Middle Ages, from the Middle Ages times, and it was created between 1230 and 1250, and was also the oldest map of Germany. It was destroyed along with the Federal State Library in Hanover. And I'm just going to share something again here from perspective of my family. And my mother witnessed this, okay? Of people being burned alive in the streets on the melting asphalt and coming out of the bomb shelters in the morning and seeing just burning stumps of what were once people who got stuck in the burning asphalt and were burned to death alive. Okay. This is the kind of things that your government, American, British, French, Russian, did to my people. All right. Now, Hamel, this is the city of Hamelin, as it's called in English. Several small airstrikes were directed at Hamelin in 1940, resulted in only minor property damage. The first concentrated attack was on the was in June 1941 when a British bomber night attack hit residential houses and killed 24 people. In July of 1944, the RAF attacked again, hitting another few houses, killing 20 or more civilians. In March and April of 1945, there were constant increasing threats. And I should say that the town of Hamelin is not industrial. It's just a beautiful, beautiful little town. Okay. On Wednesday, March 14th, 1945, the sky was beautifully blue at lunchtime. Many of the people coming and going to work or shopping were at the railway station in hopes of catching the midday trains. They did not know the trains had stopped running in the area because of bomber activity. When the enemy bombers were first spotted over the horizon, they flew in the direction of Hanover, and the people breathed a sigh of relief. But 12 British bombers suddenly reappeared from the east, gunning for the crowded train station. People had no time to react. Immediately, bombs rained down their death on the station grounds, dropping 93 spring-loaded bombs and 1,200 incendiaries. This was a direct assault on civilian population. Some 200 deaths were reported at the train station and 60 from the surrounding residential area. One entire family, a mother with her 6 children, was killed, and 12 other families lost 2 or more families in the attack. There was no colorful stranger to lead them out of town to safety. you know, the Pied Piper type thing, right? 700 people were left homeless. The victims were laid in long rows of the dead on the pavement opposite the local hotel. For 3 years, suitcases, bags, and personal belongings of the victims were unclaimed, and desperate relatives searched them for clues as to the fates of their loved ones. Just after the war, Hamelin Prison was used by the British occupational forces for the detention of German prisoners, and more than 200 of whom, including women, were hanged after quick mock trials. A famed British hangman, Albert Pierrepoint, was recruited for this messy job. And the old prison today has become a fancy hotel. Yeah. You know, so, and again, I'm just giving you three examples. I'm telling you this was common all across Germany, and everybody, you know, a lot of people know already about Dresden, and that was just horrendous. But, again, you know, if you have a chance, go back and listen to what Gerhard Stroke shared last year about what happened to the city of Cologne. It is just unbelievable.
Right, and he was a child, and he witnessed the black charred bodies in the river.
And, and they couldn't even, jumping in the river with this stuff on them would not put out the fire.
Right.
You know. So next is the city of Hildesheim, which is about 20 kilometers probably south of Hanover, a lovely town I visited a number of times that has been rebuilt, but it had no real there's no real reason for them to have done this. Before March of 1945, Hildesheim had about 68,000 inhabitants. The town contained established civilian hospitals, and the town center had no military installations or anything else of military importance. However, industries outside of the small city did, and many of the townsfolk had worked in these factories. There were factories that produced parts for fuses, ignitions, and gearboxes for tanks, as well as other important war equipment. One that that built parts for torpedoes, for instance. And one that was rumored later to have been used for the V-2 rocket. Other plants produced machinery, engine parts, airplane parts, and various weapons. There was also a rubber factory making gas masks, life jackets, rubber floats, or rubber boats for the Army and Navy, etc., rubber parts for torpedoes, etc. At this point in the war, however, many industries were not functioning. There had been 7 or 8 minor bomb strikes beginning of July of 1944, hitting one of which hit a factory and a railroad installation and St. Michael's Church and a few buildings in town. Nothing was, there was no clue of what the devastation that was going to come on the 22nd of March, 1945, which utterly destroyed the town.
The criteria wasn't even what manufacturing. The criteria for Allied bombing was if it was a town that had over 50,000 people, because then they could kill the most people. And one interesting factor, I know we haven't talked about Berlin, but Berlin was, the Allies dropped more bombs on Berlin than on the entire country, than the Germans dropped on the entire country of England. And it was
exactly.
They left this, which it was just a burnt out, flame seared. It was horrific, but the Jewish hospital in the middle of Berlin remained safe during the entire war, and the residents, the patients there, had plenty to eat.
Absolutely, Deanna, and you know, and one of the safest places you could have hoped to have been in Germany in World War II was in a concentration camp.
Exactly. All righty. We do have a break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Sorry, I just get a little emotional.
Yeah, I do as well. I had to go grab a Kleenex here as well. It is not easy for me to talk about these things. I try and contain it as best I can, but it does hurt. And people, just like I say, you can't imagine these horrors until you've been through it, or you know somebody who has lived through it, who's been very close to you, you know. And from my mother, who is 81 years old as of last week, this comes back to her. You know, she can't maybe remember what she did yesterday or the day before sometimes, or even that morning. But this comes back to her in a heartbeat. What she experienced back then, she could never forget, ever, ever, ever. All right, I want to continue on about Hildesheim. Again, a pretty insignificant little town. In Bomber Command diaries, it's noted that marking the city center by pathfinders was very accurate. First, the city area was framed by red and green lights on the ground. The target area was first bombed by a massive shock bomb that destroyed the roofs and windows of the buildings. Bombs from the first wave fell concentrated in the city center. Corner houses were the most beneficial hits because the rubble quickly choked the roads preventing access by emergency vehicles as well as the escape path for citizens. The incendiaries followed and in minutes turned medieval towns into towering infernos. By this point in the war, this procedure was well rehearsed, following the guide for efficiently burning medieval city centers. They flew very low over Hildesheim, bombing the medieval city center until everything caught fire. The huge fires and heavy smoke then predictably prevented people from escaping. 438.8 tons of mines and high explosive bombs, plus 624 tons of incendiary bombs, were dropped. And the high explosive bombs, as predictable, tore open the houses so that the deadly 300,000 incendiary bombs could kindle a fiery tower. The death toll was not as great as in many other bomb cities, but at least 1,645 civilians were killed, among them 204 women, 181 children, 68 of which were under the age of 6, 79 under the age of 14, and 34 of unknown age. 277 victims' ages could not be ascertained. Many of the other victims were elderly. 50 orphans were created. The sad irony is that while the obliterated town center held no military installations, Hildesheim's several vital factories in prime war industries and also the major plants of importance and subsidiary factories on the outskirts of the town were virtually untouched by the bombing. Even in the large central goods station, you know, the freight station, with connections to all of the German Reich, was pretty much untouched by that bombing. There was the VDM works was the only clearly established factory which was precisely bombed, but it was previously bombed, had previously been bombed on the 14th of March 1945 by 60 U.S. bombers, and it was still not completely destroyed during this attack. Only one factory was actually destroyed then. Hildesheim, as I said, it's about 20 miles southeast of Hanover and is a railway junction of some importance. The town center is largely built of half-timbered houses, you know, very romantic old German-style houses, and it's preserved its medieval character, you know, through centuries. There are various industries there, mostly in the hands of, you know, small businesses. In addition to the works mentioned in the town, you know, I mentioned previously some of the factories and so on. There was, you know, agricultural machinery and stuff like that being built there. There's also a sugar refinery. Lancasters and Mosquitoes attacked that town. The master bomber assessed the markers as being 200 yards off the aiming point, and therefore a good concentration of accurately placed markers was maintained. Bombs were seen to fall in the marshaling yards to the northwest of the aiming point, and the center of that built up area, the downtown area, was soon a mass of smoke. Smoke rising to 15,000 feet could be seen for approximately 200 miles on the return journey by those planes. The intention was to destroy the built up area and associated industries and railway facilities. Almost the entire town was devastated. Only the extreme suburban areas have had escaped destruction.
All right. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
if you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear. Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. We do have a caller, Werner from Canada.
Oh, Werner, I would love to hear from Werner.
Dan, and good afternoon, Wayne. I didn't know that, Wayne, that you came there from Lower Saxonia, or Nordrhein-Westfalen. I come from Nordheim. And,
oh, yes.
I remember my parents, as I say, I was born in 1942, and I definitely have only vague memory about some of the things, but I remember my parents were saying that during the night when they started the bombing of Hildesheim, they said they would set the Christmas trees, they would light up the sky, and when that was going on, my parents, they had homesteaded there in 1934 outside the town. Then the people, they headed out of the houses, and we headed way out in the field, away from the buildings. And we were staying overnight in a culvert, in a big stone culvert out in the field. But this this was always preceding the bombing, and this is what I understood. Hildesheim was very severely bombed. And just only about three-quarters of a mile further down in the valley below our place, there was a main railroad yard, and they bombed the hell right out of it, too. But, yes. Jan, I want to say last week you had Joe Cortina there, and I mentioned about the bombing of Dresden, and he wanted to say that it were only British bomber squadrons that were doing the bombing of Dresden, and I did, in the meantime, some research. the American Air Force was involved to a great extent in this basically that war, act of war crime that was committed in Dresden. And I think from listening and watching and doing research, I think anything that comes from the military, it has to be taken with a grain of sand. You know, when your guest mentioned there about that they were on the good side in over the last few decades there in Central and South America, you know, the Green Berets and so, I think we have to take everything with a grain of sand, but it comes from the military because they want, too many of them, they want to appear as a great great heroes, you know. Mm-hmm. We have seen, over the, especially over the last few years, you know, what is being left behind in the aftermath of their great heroism, you know.
Indeed.
And, but as I say, I got quite a wake-up call over the last few, at least the last year and a half. And just before I called you up, a fellow phoned me back, and he just had swallowed too much of the, you know, historical North American Kool-Aid. And I just gave up on him, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot
of
work to be done.
Well, Werner, I want to say to you,
the history has to be built on fact and not on fiction.
Yes.
And what I've seen here in North America and in Germany, too many people, they rely on the mainstream media, and what we are getting from mainstream media is mostly fiction.
Indeed. Okay, yes. Wayne.
Yeah, Werner, I just wanted to say before we let you go, I do have a few things I want to add to this.
Hello?
But I just wanted to say, you know, Werner, I've heard your calls many times over the past couple of years. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Werner, can you hear me? I just wanted to say I've enjoyed your call and your contributions to the show many times over the years, over the last couple of years, and I really appreciate what you have to say. Now, it sounds like we've lost...
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened here. Okay. All right, Werner. Thank you so much for calling in.
Jan, it's nothing unusual. Anything what the powers at hand, what they don't want to hear, then there are technical difficulties.
Indeed. All right, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much, Werner, for calling in. We always appreciate your phone calls.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so let me just finish this up quickly, and hopefully we'll have time for a couple more quick calls. In the last stages of the war, a few thousand people ignored their government's advice to leave their town and head out to the countryside, even though everyday living was becoming difficult and food and services were inadequate. Work had almost ground to a halt. Neighboring cities were being violently bombarded, yet many civilians remained in spite of it all because they felt reluctance to abandon their homes or simply because they had nowhere else to go. Women with small children were especially terrified to leave urban areas where there were, you know, at least some air raid shelters, such as the St. Michael's Church, which was built from somewhere around 1010 to 1022 AD, and it was the first one to go. The city center, which had retained its medieval character the city center, which had retained its medieval character until then, with 1,000 half-timbered houses, ceased to exist. The Romanesque St. Mary's Cathedral which dated back to the 9th century, called Nuremberg of the North, because of its medieval character or framework or architecture, Hildesheim would suffer the same fate as Nuremberg of the South. Hildesheim was spared until almost the end. However, March 22, 1945 was a bright, sunny midday when 280 Lancaster bombers destroyed over 1,000 years of history in 17 minutes. It is believed that the strike was called for by the United States, who didn't want any actual battles when they marched in to capture the corpse of a town 16 days later on April 8th. The 12th century Andreas Church had the highest church steeple of Lower Saxony. The impact left bomb craters approximately 5 meters deep and about 20 meters in diameter. 263 acres and 70% of the town was destroyed. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Hildesheim had already lost... Okay, I was just looking at my internet. So my Skype was saying my internet connection had a problem. Okay. Hildesheim had already lost 2,831 soldiers during the war, most missing and never accounted for. On top of Hildesheim's loss of 6,934 houses and 20,781 flats, rendering most of the people shelterless, 85% of the shops, 66% of all trading property, 50% of all industrial plants, and 80% of all schools, churches, public houses were also gone in minutes. When the Hildesheim Cathedral suffered near total destruction, a legendary 1,000-year-old rose bush next to it also burned and was buried beneath the rubble until in 1945. Its roots, however, did remain unharmed, and so the bush came back. The historical branch of the RAF gave the following information, 22nd of March, 1945. 227 Lancaster bombers, 8 Mosquitoes, and 1 of 8 fighting groups, 4 Lancaster bombers were lost. The target was the railway yards. These were bombed out, but the surrounding built-up areas also suffered severely in what was virtually an area attack. Okay, it was a whole area. This was the only major bombing, or major bomber command raid of the war on Hildesheim, and the post-war British survey found that 263 acres, 70% of the town had been destroyed. The local report states that the inner town suffered the most damage. The cathedral, most of the churches, many old historic buildings were destroyed. A total of 3,302 blocks of flats containing more than 10,000 apartments were destroyed or seriously damaged. 1,645 people were killed. Hildesheim, like many bombed cities, was poorly rebuilt in concrete after the war. However, in late 1970s, there was some reconstruction there of the historic center was carried out, and replicas of the original buildings using their original plans, which fortunately had survived, they were able to rebuild the historic inner city of Hildesheim to its original medieval appearance, and it is very, very beautiful. If you ever go to Germany, that's one place I would want you to take a look at. I'm going to hold off there. Yeah.
Someone in the chat room wants to know where this information is.
If you go into my link section on my webpage, go down to related websites and blogs. Okay, there is a number of really good websites in there, but this one here is from a site that has documented all of this stuff. And you can look up so many of the different cities in Germany, and they have a website there. This one page, it's just called Hell, and it'll take you to a lot of the different links that they've got all this information covered. It's xulenten.com. Okay, so just look for that on my I can't remember the exact spelling. Look for that on my blog. Okay, now and I'll just add to this. As I say, through Facebook, there's a few friends I've made through there, some other Germans and so on. A number of them shared some stuff with me. We're not going to have time to get into all of that. But one gentleman, a friend named Manfred, 72 years old from Germany, he said, "I spent my childhood in Nuremberg, and I remember the bombings of that city. I've seen horrors at the end of the war I can never forget. It is almost as if it happened yesterday. I'm playing in the rubble," and he showed some pictures to me, and it was just gone. The city was gone. Playing in the rubble, you saw the pictures. This was our playgrounds. To wipe out an entire army is okay, because it's soldier against soldier, but to wipe out defenseless women and children is a war crime. World War II was not really a war. It was genocide of the Germans. And I concur with that.
I do, too. I do,
yeah.
too. Oh, my goodness. And you know what really ticks me off? Is that now they are blaming Hitler for everything. And yet he tried to prevent war. He tried to make peace from the time that he got into the government. He only attempted to make peace. And
absolutely,
they wouldn't have it. They were dead set against slaughtering the Germans and destroying Germany.
That's exactly right.
Should we take a call?
Oh, we could, absolutely, yes.
All right, let's take Fred in New York. Fred, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Diana, for taking my call. It's very, very sad, I mean, hearing the stories. But, you know, not every single American pilot enjoyed destroying German cities. And I know for a fact, my neighbor, he had since died. He was a B-17 gunner. And he told me that some of the bombing runs that they were ordered to hit railroad stations and civilian targets, they would drop their bombs in the field and come back and say the mission was accomplished or they had engine trouble. And they knew that they were hitting civilian targets. So not every single American exactly followed orders the way that the higher-ups wanted it.
Well, I do know that I have relatives that came back from the war that were absolutely emotionally destroyed. Because of what happened over there. And war does affect people. Well, you have people coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan who cannot handle what they were asked to do. And, it is very destructive. Killing other people, you cannot remain sane and without some emotional problems from killing innocent civilians and children and watching the destruction. How could anybody look at that and know that they contributed to that without feeling some sort of guilt that would destroy anybody that has a conscience?
You're absolutely right, Diana. And Diana, thank you so much for bringing up these issues and bringing up the fact that war is evil. It is satanic, and the satanic ones that enjoy the killing and the bloodlust are the only ones that ever seem to benefit. And God bless you, Diana, and your guests for bringing this up. It's so sad to hear about these innocent people being destroyed in Germany, but I thank you so much for my call there.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take Hans from Germany. Hans, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi.
I'd just like to mention that in the beginning of the war, the English started bombing Germany, and they started bombing a tourist island called Helgoland. And I live 100 kilometers from there. I could hear the bombs. At that time, my whole family, we could hear the bombs falling in Helgoland. And then the stories will be heard about it later. It's just terrible, you know.
Yes.
And I can continue because I spent time in Hamburg when they bombed Hamburg. And I saw how the houses was destroyed, people squeezed to death in the ruins. And even the fighters would come down and shoot down the people when we were trying to save other people in need. It was really, really bad. It took me many years after the war to recuperate because it was just awful, you know.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
And I don't want to make a long story. I can keep on so many things, but this is just what I remember very good in the beginning of the war, what happened. So I was up for this time, and I like your program very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Hans.
Okay.
Appreciate your call.
Herzlichen vielen Dank, Hans. Herzlichen vielen Dank. Einen schönen guten Abend. Yeah, very nice. Thanks for that.
And I can continue because I spent time in Hamburg when they bombed Hamburg.
and I saw how the houses was destroyed. People squeezed to them in the rings.
Okay, so it sounds like a repeat here.
Yeah, we're getting an echo coming back here somehow.
Okay. All righty, we are going to a break momentarily. I understand and I know that we do have listeners in Germany, people who listen to this program in Germany, and I've heard from them, and
that's good to know. I'm glad that you're reaching those people. I'm really glad to hear that.
All righty, we're going to a break. Be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. He is the editor, translator, and producer of the film Hitler's War, What the Historians Neglect to Mention. And do you find, Wayne, that there are more and more people who are understanding accurate history?
Yes, to a certain extent. I know in, you know, some of the circles of, you know, people that I'm involved with, they're starting to get it. it's hard to get this through to people, and sometimes you just have to go very piecemeal, little things here and there, but they're starting to get it. Other people, though, even though they're kind of on your side, they still believe some things that are false about Hitler and about National Socialism. And you know, I have to kind of gently correct them, say, no, that wasn't right either. You know, it's tough. It's a lot of landmines out there when we get into these topics. But, you know, I know we're rapidly running out of time, Deanna. I just, you know, I just want to thank you, you know, for the last couple of years of radio that you've done here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and that they have allowed you to stay on here. You have done so much, and you and your guests, and too many to mention, to have also inspired me to do what I'm doing now, and to keep bringing up these issues. And there's no shortage of stuff that we could talk about. It's just such a vast area, but you have done so much, you know, for my people. Yeah, really, you have by sharing this information constantly, and I just hope that you can keep doing it and keep bringing on these wonderful guests.
Thank you.
covering these issues, because people have to realize it's not just about the past. This is going on today in
it
other
is.
Parts of the world against other countries, and the same MO, the same game plan, as Rodney says. You know, it's being conducted everywhere. So we need to learn from this.
I'm sorry. We have one last caller. Let's sneak him in real quick. Rick in Milwaukee. Rick.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I just make a brief comment. I appreciate your efforts, and I'm encouraged that the Antichrist money changers can't hold out the truth. It's screaming through the cracks.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Rick.
Okay.
I believe that's true. I think that truth is winning. I really believe that.
Right.
And,
and
it's important.
As I read earlier from, you know, the comments of Adolf Hitler before he died, you know, he thought it might take a couple hundred years for this truth to be uncovered. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's only taken one generation, and I'm going to do what I can, and keep doing what I can do to keep telling this truth and bringing these facts to people's attention, I really thank you, Deanna, for having me on again today and giving me the opportunity to do that, to speak on behalf of my people.
Well, I feel it an honor to hear about the truth, and I'm pleased to do it. Thank you so much, Wayne. Appreciate you.
Good.
All righty. Bye-bye. Talk with you tomorrow.